Hey, this is TA calling in from Falim on the Manasalu circuit here in Gorkha, Nepal. And we've had another fine day on the trail, another big day, well over 1,200 meters gained and 15 kilometers, and starting to we saw our first big peak today, Chiri Himmel, and it was just shy of 7,000 or just over 7,000 meters. Tomorrow, when we turn the corner, we may be able to see one that's just shy, 103 meters shy of making the 8,000 meter mark, if the skies are clear. And a couple of highlights today: we're having some nettle soup for supper. So we want to say a big shout out to our friends Vil and Deb, because we're always extolling the benefits of nettles to them. We also did a little first aid on a little boy who'd been hit with a rock in one of the villages. So got to put my first aid skills to work and patch up his little head, where he had a little, nothing too serious, just a little laceration on his head. But we were happy to help, and made our way sort of past this really amazingly, two actually amazing cool bridges today. One that was installed post-earthquake, along the side of the river. Before the earthquake, there was a lot of informal bridges over this part of the river, and they actually suspended this bridge. It's maybe 250 meters long from the side of the cliff, so it will be available no matter what the river is doing. And they use sort of traditional Nepali suspension bridge materials, but suspended it from the side of this cliff about 20 feet or 6 or 8 meters off the riverbed. And then we also, when we were getting ready to do the last little climb of the day up here to Falim, we crossed Nepal's longest suspension bridge. And suspension bridges are always kind of interesting. They're actually kind of a bit of work to cross. And this long one, by the end of it, we knew we'd been on a long bridge. And then we made the last little climb up here to Falim. And this is the regional headquarters, or sort of the second regional headquarters for the Gorkha region, and is also the headquarters for the MAP or MCA, the Manasalu Conservation Program. And so we pay a permit fee to be here. It's about $10 a day each to be in the Manaslu area, and that money is used for conservation projects, conservation education, for helping people change from firewood to alternative cooking sources, to solar lighting and different things. We also passed a micro hydro project, so tonight we can recharge all of our electronics, which makes us happy. And things are going great. We're still enjoying the thicker air and still not minding the hills. We're going to make the turn tomorrow towards the Tsum Valley. Most folks just do the circuit around Manasalu, but we're going to spend 6 or 8 days going up the Tsum Valley, which is a much less visited valley. It's a Buddhist valley, and looking forward to taking you along on that trip as well. And just kind of fun, I'm looking across the way, and I'm seeing an almost full moon, and below that full moon I'm seeing a banana tree. We're at the latitudes here in Nepal where there are bananas growing. So we're having a fine time, putting one foot in front of the other, and feeling strong and enjoying the mountain views, and looking forward to seeing even more snow-capped mountains tomorrow, and making a turn off the main circuit and getting to a little bit of a quieter section. Saw some more earthquake landslides today, a few more walked through some villages that I read in Lonely Planet that had been totally flattened by the earthquake, but so I wouldn't have actually known it from walking through. Many folks have rebuilt. And another fine feed of Dalbat for lunch. And tonight we had nettle soup, which made us very happy, as well as some French fries and some Vegemoes to make sure we get our greens. Breakfast was Tibetan bread and an egg for Marion, and a chapati and egg for me. And if you're always wondering why I tell you about what we had to eat is oftentimes our treks and climbs and adventures are followed by a lot of grade 4 classes in Newfoundland and Labrador. And a big hello to Mrs. Courage. I know she's not in her classroom this year. Congratulations, Mrs. Courage, on your retirement. But her classes always loved hearing about what I ate. And so when I remember, I try to share those. So a big shout out to a reader of Everest Books. I hope you're doing well. Hope you're keeping yourself busy and enjoying being out of the classroom this fall. So that's all from us today, and sending our love and thoughts out to all of you. Take care. Bye-bye.